Well, I mean, I understand that there are staff shortages across the health service, and that recruiting health personnel is an ongoing difficulty. Obviously, the vast majority of the health personnel that are being recruited are coming in from abroad. Some of them are Irish people who are returning, and many are immigrants coming to Ireland, all of which is quite difficult to attract people to work in the health service in Ireland. But I suppose the difficulty is that it becomes a sort of a never-increasing problem. If people are short-staffed, then people are going to be under pressure, and less people are going to want to take up a position in an environment which is under pressure and which is short-staffed. So it is a difficulty. I mean, that's a generalisation across the health service. It's particularly acute, I suppose, in UHL and in the emergency department there. But it also holds true, perhaps to a slightly lesser extent, for a community hospital such as Raheem. I initially asked the question because I was concerned with the lack of palliative care beds there when it came to my attention. There was a similar problem in Ystadimon, that palliative care beds were temporarily unavailable there. That care was unavailable in Ystadimon Community Hospital.
In the HSE's response, so they have said that while the construction work was underway, the palliative care wasn't precluded at Raheem.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, palliative care, while they may have said that in their response, unfortunately, palliative care was not available in Raheem, which is what prompted me, and that was confirmed to me when I contacted the management of the facility there, which is what prompted me to ask the parliamentary questions in the first place. The difficulties that I had in getting answers as to why there was no palliative care, so while that may be the answer provided from the HSE, that does not correlate with what I was told locally, and of course that is a concern to me as well.
That's something we will have to get clarity on, but certainly the contrast, I'm sure, from your point of view is disappointing. Michael, are you satisfied though, I suppose, at the outset, that they are trying to provide those additional seven long stay beds that is what the extension is supposed to be facilitating? Those positions are yet to be filled.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm not happy that those positions are yet to be filled, but I am, I suppose, happy that ongoing works been carried out in Raheem to ensure that it is a state-of-the-art facility, and that there's ongoing investment there such that it doesn't sort of fall behind as it had done in the past. But of course, I'd like to see staff being recruited and every effort being made to recruit those staff. The 20 continuing care beds are available. The two palliative care and the three respite care beds are provided at Raheem, and that there's adequate staff to provide all of those to provide for those numbers of patients.